This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We'll begin today with the growing pressure on Stephen Crosby to resign from his post as chairman of the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. Five gubernatorial candidates have called for Crosby to step down just days after he recused himself from any decision-making over a proposed casino in Greater Boston.
Crosby's recusal was in response to allegations of bias in light of several of his past actions, including attending a private party at Suffolk Downs, one of the sites vying for a Boston casino license. At a commission meeting in Springfield today, Crosby said he regrets having attended the Suffolk Downs party, but that he will not step down as chairman.
You know, in retrospect, I wish I hadn't gone to the opening day celebration. I still think it was a really minor matter, but it didn't pass the appearance sniff test. That was a mistake.
Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinocchi welcomes that contrition, but says it's not enough, and she wrote about it in today's paper and joins us now. Hi there, Joan.
Hi, nice to be here.
Great to have you. So today in Springfield, Steve Crosby, as we just heard, admitted that he had made a mistake. Why isn't that enough? Why did you write today that you still think he needs to resign?
Well, I think it's a cumulative thing at this point. He's made a number of mistakes along the way that just raise appearance issues. Ultimately, it's up to the governor to decide, and I suppose if Deval Patrick is satisfied, I just count as one woman's opinion. But I think between that and failing to disclose this long-ago business and friendship that he had with somebody involved in the Everett site that Steve Wynn wants to develop, having taken part in a phone call with Wynn in which he allegedly sort of told Wynn to sort of hang in there and not drop out, it's just a series of judgment calls at this point that just don't make the Gaming Commission look that good.
Right. Judgment calls that are especially kind of curious in light of Crosby's deep and long experience in public policy. I want to get to that in a minute, but you mentioned Governor Patrick, and he actually spoke about this issue on WGBH today. And basically, he continued to throw his support behind Stephen Crosby. So let's listen to that.
I'm not one for, sort of ritual resignations. We haven't come to a point, and we shouldn't jump to a point that when people say off with his head, we should put that head on a stake at the gate.
So that's Governor Deval Patrick speaking to WGBH today. Joan, what do you make of that? I mean, the governor seems to think that the list of issues that you were talking about a minute ago don't amount to an adequate need for Crosby to fully step down, even with the appearances issue, as you were saying.
Well, it's not surprising, given his recent track record. It takes him a while to reach a conclusion that somebody that he's appointed needs to leave. And I respect the loyalty that he has for people, and I respect the fact that he doesn't think that just because somebody says that, you know, a guy should go, that person should be fired summarily. But I think he really, I don't know, if I were the governor, and I'm not running for anything, as I said, it's just one woman's opinion. If you care about how things look and you want to make sure that this process looks like it's being carried out in a fair and equitable way, I think he should think about this. He had said yesterday, according to a Globe reporter that was there, that there is a question about what happens in the event of a tie vote. Steve Crosby has recused himself from anything having to do with the Greater Boston casino license decision, and that leaves four commission members. And I think they did take it up today. They said they were going to take two more weeks to think about this and come up with some sort of process. Well, what is that process? And I think the public should know that.
Exactly. I mean, the commissioner said today that, yes, as you mentioned, they will take another 2 weeks to come up with this process to figure out what to do in the event of a deadlock. I was interested to hear them also say that they don't anticipate a deadlock happening because the number of times in which there was such a possibility, one of the commissioners said he could count on one hand, that most of the time they vote unanimously. So,
Not exactly a boost for public confidence either. And again, I mean, Steve Crosby's role in the decision about whether it was going to go to Everett or Suffolk Downs and Revere, as he explained during a recent Globe visit, was that he was going to decide the wow factor, which is a pretty big decision to make. Who among the four now has that wow factor decision? Or is his rubric going to be followed? What's his influence as this thing goes forward? And again, I mean, it takes away from just the integrity of the process.
Right, which is paramount, especially regarding such a sensitive issue in Massachusetts. Well, Joan Vinocchi is a columnist for the Boston Globe and a regular here on Radio Boston. Joan, thanks so much.
Thank you.